Welcome to the first episode of Similarities and Differences of Georgia's Government and the Federal Government by Pratheek. In the executive branch, it consists of the governor, lieutenant governor, and other statewide elected officials and agencies serving under the governor. Both the president and the governor is limited to 2 4-year terms. Both the president and the governor have someone to do their jobs if they are unable to do it for themselves. For the president, it is the vice president, and for the governor, it is the lieutenant governor. There are some differences in the executive branch. The governor does not choose the running mate, unlike the president. The lieutenant governor can serve multiple terms, unlike the vice president. The legislative branch, which is also referred to as the Georgia General Assembly, consists of 56 members for the state Senate and 180 members for the House of Representatives. Legislators serve local districts and are elected to 2-year terms. However, they won't have term limits. Legislators meet annually for 40-day session that lasts between January and April. During this 40-day session, legislators must work together to submit and pass bills and solutions and get a budget for the fiscal year. The similarities are both of them are a bicameral legislation, and they both are in charge of making laws and also have the two chambers, the Senate and the House of Representatives. The Senate and the House of Representatives make up Congress and the federal government. Both legislative branches make laws. The judicial branch is responsible for interpreting laws. Georgia's judicial branch consists of 2 appellate courts, the Supreme Court of Georgia and the Court of Appeals. There are 5 types of trial courts and 2 types of appellate courts, making 7 courts in the state of Georgia. Appellate courts are charged with looking for legal errors and making sure that the trial was constitutional and fair. Appellate courts also don't try cases for the first time and are called by lower level courts. Like with each form of government, a constitution is set in place. The constitution of every state has a purpose, which is to set freedoms for each citizen. The federal government was first drafted in 1781, which is referred to as the Articles of Confederation, but was replaced after it gave most of the power to states and only gave the government to declare war and sign treaties. The U.S. Constitution set up the framework for the government which we see today and the rules and sets up the rules that we follow today. It was written by James Madison, who is known as the father of the Constitution, and the Constitution was drafted in 1781. It came to effect in 1789. The Georgian Constitution was drafted in 1777, which became updated in 1789 and 1798. Another constitution was drafted in 1861 and 1865, which is the constitution we use today and sets up the rules that we follow. Tax revenues are defined as the revenues collected from taxes on income and profits. The primary source of tax for any state is sales tax. There are 3 main sources of federal tax revenue. Individual income tax, corporate income tax, and payroll tax. Tax revenues from the federal government come from corporate income tax. Is Georgia's government and the federal government both have 3 branches of government: executive branch, legislative branch, and judicial branch. The head of the executive branch is the President of the United States for the federal government. And for Georgia, it's the governor. For the legislative branch, It's for federal in Congress is the head, but it is a bicameral legislation, with the Senate and House of Representatives making it up, and the judicial is led by the Supreme Court for the federal, and for the Georgia is led by the U.S. Court of Appeals or the Georgia Supreme Court. To summarize our three branches of government, the executive branch, legislative branch, and judicial branch. The judicial interprets the law, legislative makes the law, and executive enforces the law. Both governments also collect tax revenues. For federal government, tax revenue is collected in the form of corporate tax, corporate income tax, individual income tax, and payroll taxes. Is tax revenue in Georgia mostly comes from sales tax. And that's about it.